Duke Dancer with you live in studio and switching things up today with our special community guest co-host with me in the studio for today. That is none other than the Mr. Bryce Burton today. Hey, Bryce, how are you this morning?
Oh, man, I'm so good. You can't even believe how excited I am today.
You are so funny. When I reached out to you, and I was like, hey, Bryce, I got this idea. I want to have you come on the morning show with me. Just so our listeners know, you almost quit your day job so you could come over here and make sure you could do this thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I grew up watching WKRP in Cincinnati.
Ooh.
Dr. Johnny Fever was my hero. The cool glasses, obviously the long hair.
Uh-huh.
Good stuff. Made it look like it was a ton of fun to be a DJ.
Back when disc jockeys actually were disc jockeys, right? Back in the glory days.
Records and everything.
Uh-huh. And the long hair. Now, for those that don't know, Bryce is following suit. He's coming full. What was his name again? This doc jockey you just talked about from Cincinnati?
Dr. Johnny Fever.
Dr. Johnny Fever. You're in your full Dr. Johnny Fever Halloween costume, but you're in it 24/7 is what you're doing.
Sure. Good stuff.
Bryce Burton is joining us in studio all morning long this morning. Going to be a great time, and you'll hear a lot from Bryce this morning. You were giving me a little taste of some of the stories you'll be sharing with us today. I can't wait to get them out there.
If they don't get me in trouble. What's the statute of limitations?
That's right. Hey, we can maybe push things a little more today than we normally do, right? Hey, it's all coming up with Dan with the news headlines. We'll have that sports, weather, birth, 64 Duke Dance here with you. And our community guest co-host also here today. That is the one and only, the legendary, the mythical, and mysterious Bryce Burton this morning.
I'll take some of those words. I don't know if I'll take all of them.
Which one? The mythical? Mysterious?
Yeah. I'm hoping for legendary.
Okay.
But hang on a minute. 7:13. Jace, you got to wake up. Emmett, put your clothes on. You're both going to be late for school again today.
Come on, kids. Get going. That's right. You're not home to kind of cattle prod a little bit, are you, this morning?
Yeah, no kidding. Not at all.
You know they're listening. They're just as excited about this as you are, I'm sure, right?
They probably forgot.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes. Bryce Burton from the Star Valley area in studio today is our community guest co-host. And now I let Bryce kind of pick the text and topic this morning, and I love the one you came up with. It may be a little longer for our listeners to text in, but feel free, if you don't want to text, you can always call and leave a voicemail. We want to hear some stories this morning, and the topic is, tell us about a time that you or a friend or someone you know thought you were being sneaky, thought you were doing something kind of clever, and it backfired. Now, you have some good examples on what we're talking about here, Bryce.
Okay.
Something that backfired.
So I saw this kid once when he was about in middle school because he couldn't drive. He grew up in Auburn, so he needed to be to Afton, the city.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, the big town, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, anyway, him and a friend decided one night it would be a fun prank to hang an egg. Have you ever heard of hanging an egg,
dude? You had to explain this to me earlier on.
Yeah.
So I hadn't, but it's...
Well, let's just preface this with the amount of cameras in the world today, you can't do shenanigans or you're going to get caught. So you throw a string or something up over one of the lines that goes across the road, and then you duct tape an egg about window height. So when someone's driving down the road, all of a sudden, poof. Surprise, someone threw an egg.
As funny as that is, we're not condoning anything. That's the disclaimer.
And that's what I meant. Everybody's got the Ring doorbell.
That's right.
Video with Dave and you knuckleheads. Us knuckleheads.
Yeah.
So anyway, we do this one night and we're all giggly. We go to sleep. We wake up the next morning and the kid's dad takes us to the ski bus, which is odd that we would be doing something like this in the winter.
Right.
Well, anyway, guess who ran into that egg?
It was the dad?
I was in the back seat just going, oh my goodness, we just egged ourselves.
Was it frozen? I mean, if you're doing the ski bus.
I don't remember.
You're lucky that didn't crack the windshield if it was a frozen egg.
I was probably sunk down in the back seat thinking, oh my goodness, I'm going to get caught.
That's definitely a backfire if I've ever heard of a backfire.
Yeah, that was one. That was one that I thought of, yes, for sure.
Oh my goodness.
Like I was saying, the statute of limitations, I don't know. Yeah, that car's probably antique by now.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yeah. So you basically egged yourselves.
Yeah, I kind of did. I guess that's what the story is.
Times you thought you were being funny, sneaky, or clever, but it backfired on you this morning. That's kind of what we want to hear from our listeners. You can text it in 203-4637, or you can also call in and leave a voicemail at that same number, 203-4637. That's 203-4637. I wasn't creative enough growing up, or now, to pull off anything like that. I've been trying to think of some personal experiences, and I can't top egging myself. I don't know if you can beat that.
Well, I'm sure it was the kid I was with.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. It was his brilliancy. Yeah.
I was just along for the ride, yeah. Like most of the things when I was a kid.
Hey, text or call 203-4637. Tell us about a time where you or someone you know, or maybe it happened to you, they thought they were being sneaky, and it backfired. Bryce has some more good stories as examples later on in the show. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up. Text or call 203-4637. Golf weather again this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Go mash the feathery, eh?
What's happening? Is that what you say every time? Please tell me. When you tell your wife you're going golfing, is that how you tell her?
I don't know if I tell her I go golf.
Oh, that's right. You just go. Hey, what's going on in the weather forecast today for Southwest? 7:30 is your time on a Thursday morning, and happy to have Bryce Burton in studio today as the community guest co-host. So, well, Bryce, you're 30 minutes into this thing. What do you think so far?
I'm doing okay. I set my pace. I'm going to make it. We're going to do it.
Well, so far, so good. Hey, we got a great text-in topic going this morning. Bryce, you picked the topic today.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty good one.
I did. I mostly picked it because I wanted to share an embarrassing story about my wife, which we will probably get to later.
I'm sure we'll look very much forward to it. Tell us about a time that you or someone you know thought they were being sneaky, thought they were being clever, but it backfired. It backfired. So here's some of the texts that we've had come in so far this morning, Bryce. One day, one listener saying, one day in second grade, I was late for school, so I hid in the bushes until first recess. That's a long time to hide in the bushes.
It's a good idea.
For a second grader. Then I just walked in all casual like I'd been there all morning. Of course, the teacher noticed.
Hopefully they did.
You can, I know,
could you imagine,
right?
If they didn't?
That's pretty clever, though, for a second grader.
Yeah.
And patient. I don't think I've got a first grader, and no way that he's thinking of that or even being patient enough for that. Another listener chiming in saying, my cousins and I decided to toilet paper our own house.
Oh, shoot.
Needless to say, we were caught and had to clean up the whole mess ourselves. What do you think was going to happen? There is nothing worse than cleaning up toilet paper strung around outside. And then to make matters worse, we had piles of toilet paper next to the toilet for 3 months.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to throw it away. Yeah, for sure.
Just a big clump. And then... So I want to know why you thought it was a good idea to do your own house. I'd like to know kind of the more background on that story. Because let's be honest, we've all done that, right? But I never went once in my life. Yeah, allegedly, yeah. Never once thought, I'm going to do my own.
Well, it's one of those practice makes perfect. You know, you want to make sure you can get that thing to go over the house.
Oh, man. My mom was walking down the stairs, and she's terrified of mice. I poked my hand through one of the steps and grabbed her ankle, yelling "Mouse!" Right when I yelled, mouse one ran right over my foot. So my mom and I were both screaming. That kind of backfired.
Ah, shoot! Not to mention that grabbing someone's step or foot going downstairs probably isn't the safest thing you could do to a person.
Yeah, luckily he didn't just tumble on down. Another listener saying, I went to check on my 8-year-old who had a friend over to sleep on the trampoline and saw a roll of toilet paper under the tramp. I asked them what it was for, and they said, we were going to toilet paper our house. I said, you realize you would be the ones to clean it up, don't you? They looked confused for a minute, and they said, we didn't think of that. Yeah. Sounds like a story we've heard before.
Yeah, well... They just didn't have to use the wadded up toilet paper for a month.
That's right. Hey, 203-4637. Bryce has a couple more of his own personal examples that he'll be sharing with us later on. But tell us about a time you or someone you know thought was being sneaky and it backfired. Here's Here's one more for you, Bryce. Listener says, my wife flipped me off behind my back. Little did she know I saw her reflection in the window I was looking into. She claims she never does it. Hey!
That's
203-4637. Chime in. You can text or call 203-4637. It's the weekday wake up here at 747 on the SBI Radio Network. Welcoming into the studio today, our community guest co-host, that is Bryce Burton this morning. Hey, Bryce, thanks so much for coming in today. I'm having a blast. I hope everyone else is. It's been kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some eye rolling going out there, though.
I guarantee you of that. Hey, our text and topic has been great so far this morning. The question is, tell us about a story, a time that you or someone you know thought they were being sneaky, thought they were being clever, and it backfired and ended up not being so much. We've had some great stories come in. Bryce, you've shared a couple. You got one more? Maybe you can pass along personal experiences?
Well, just one from back when I was a kid in school. I don't know how many of you out there remember the old high school here, but we had this school teacher called Lou Lamb. And he was just, it was prank every other day. You knew that he was going to do something. Well, he had this badger that was stuffed.
Okay.
And when I got to his class, there was no nose. Like, the front of this badger was gone. And everyone's like, well, what's wrong with the badger? Why didn't you stuff the entire thing? Well, come to find out, the old Tony Hawk skateboard got put underneath that badger one day, and it got rolled down the hallway at another teacher, Halford.
Uh-huh.
And he staggered and... he probably swore. Well, he kicked at it. You know, what else would you do? You're fight or flight at that moment because you think a badger's going to bite
your toe. It's a real thing.
So anyway, that kind of backfired for Lou. That's the reason that stuffed badger he had back in anatomy class. So it was only half a badger.
Because Halford kicked his face off. In the hallway, of all places.
But anyway, I think that's a funny story. That just is a good one. Imagine someone trying to dart back and forth, getting away from a badger.
Man, we could fill a library with Lou Lamb experiences.
For sure.
We could do it. And has been done, almost, yeah. 203-4637, tell us about a time you thought you were being clever or funny or sneaky and it backfired. Here's a couple new ones this morning. Listeners texting in. Listener says, I snuck in the room and touched the top of my wife's foot because she thought there was a mouse in the room. She kicked her foot up and broke my nose.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no. Whoops. Yeah, okay.
That would have been funny.
That would have been, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I bet for about 1 millisecond it was. And then you see it coming up. Listener saying, a friend and I decided to skip school one day and get a movie at the old Video USA. Me and my wife watched Seinfeld last night. They went to the movie store and we're picking out VHS movies.
Oh, yeah.
Good
sure.
times,
that's
man.
All, well,
forgot
that's
all
how
about
we
that.
Lived.
Yeah.
That's how we lived.
Yeah, every weekend. Listener says, my mom was eating lunch with a friend at Pizza Hut. She made us go back to the high school and turn ourselves in.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That's horrible.
Whoops.
Small town USA.
Whoops. Here's a really good one. I've been waiting to read this one. A listener saying they referenced some guy named Carl. I'm not sure who they're talking about.
I've heard of him.
I've heard Carl. Yeah. Caught Carl putting a large rock behind my tire. Watched him pull into the parking lot very suspiciously and leave shortly after. There may or may not have been previous shenanigans, which increased awareness.
Hey, that's a great prank. Just put a good football-sized rock behind someone's tire. They get in, put it in reverse, and their car doesn't move, and so they just panic. They're like, uh-oh, what? My transmission going out? Oh, what's going on?
This Carl guy sounds like he thinks a lot like you.
Huh.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Interesting.
Hey, 203-4637, tell us about some funny experiences you or someone you know where they thought they were being clever or funny and it backfired for today's text-in topic. And filling in for Dal Erickson this morning is our community guest co-host, Mr. Bryce Burton. 1 hour in, Bryce.
Oh, this is great. Thanks for having me. I love it.
I knew you would.
Love it.
I knew you would. Just so everybody knows, Bryce, every Friday morning for the All Request show that begins at 9 o'clock, Bryce will have a full list of requests, and I don't always get through them, but I try because they're always so good.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, good. Fantastic. I control this radio station. <That's
right>. But it's funny because sometimes those requests will start coming in like Thursday evening.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like, for sure.
I'm like, oh, Bryce is getting ready.
Yeah,
getting
can't warmed forget up. This. Oh, can't forget this one.
Oh, no, happy to have you on, Bryce. We'll be with our text and topic this morning, and he'll continue on the air with us for the next little bit. Our community guest co-host in studio today, that is Bryce Burton filling in for Dal Erickson this morning. And Bryce has come up with a great text and topic. We've had some fun responses too. Bryce, today we're asking our listeners to tell us a story or an experience regarding them or someone they know where they thought they were being sneaky, thought they were being clever, and it backfired on them. And yes, we've had some great stories. Now, you've had a couple personal experiences or some of your own stories that you've shared. I think you've got one more for us, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you have one more?
And it's a good one.
Save the best for last here, did you?
Well, my wife's at work now, so she can't listen.
So now's the time.
Yeah, so real quickly, there was a chance that my wife and I had to go to Rome. So I don't want to be the person, hey, I got to go to Rome, but that's an important part of the story.
Sure.
So while we're in Rome, we go to the Vatican, and there's this place called the Sistine Chapel.
Uh-huh. And heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, if you ever have a chance to go there, I would recommend it. It's 5-star. Well, yeah, I'd give it 5 stars.
Okay.
So anyway,
Bryce Burton, Vatican Chapel, rainy.
Yeah. TripAdvisor, you're shuffled in. I mean, it's a herd of cows. You're shuffled in, and there's all these signs that say no pictures. And there's all these, I want to say, little Italian guards.
Okay.
Security man. Uh-huh. And all they say, no picture, no picture. So if you even come close to looking like you're looking up, other than just looking up, like if you have your phone in your hand and you're going to take a picture of...
They don't like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, my wife, she thinks, well, I can figure this out. We're smart people. We can get a picture of this. We can get a picture of this. So she holds her phone at waist level and just starts hitting the button.
Trying to be discreet and everything, right?
I mean, yeah. when you think Sistine Chapel, you just think the picture of the two fingers touching. But there's actually like 10 pictures on the ceiling that describe the whole story. That's how these people learned the story.
I see.
You know, they didn't read. They're, oh, I get it. I can see the, it's a picture book.
Okay. Gotcha.
So anyway, we're all excited. We're like, oh my goodness, we're going to have all these cool pictures of the Sistine Chapel. We get outside. There's this button on your phone that flips it to selfie mode or regular mode. We've got 30 to 40 pictures of the floor of the Sistine Chapel. How about them apples?
So she forgot to hit the button to reverse it, huh?
Yeah, no kid.
Just her feet in the floor?
Yeah, I can send you a picture if you want. It's black and white tile. It's pretty...
You've got a great selection, yeah, the 30 of them.
Yeah, you can roll through them. They're great. So anyway, I thought, oh man, this is a story of trying to be sneaky and it backfired.
But hey, she didn't get caught, right?
Not that I know of. We didn't get caught. No one yelled at us.
You got some great pictures, just the wrong end of the chat.
Is that not funny or what? Oh my goodness. Let's take a picture of the Grand Canyon. What's this tree back there?
Gotta flip it around. Oh no. Hey, 203-4637, send us a story of a time you or someone you know thought they were being sneaky, thought they were being clever, and it backfired on them. 203-4637. Bryce, here's some great new responses so far. Listener saying, my sister, who was the third of 5 children to go through our high school, decided one day to have her friend call in sick for her. Unfortunately for her, the receptionist was friends with her mother and knew what our mom sounded like perfectly well. As soon as my sister's friend hung up the phone with the receptionist called my mom to let her know what was going on. She was never able to make it out of the high school parking lot before mom called to tell her to get back to class.
Yeah, that's you got to be super sneaky in a small town.
It's true. Let's see. Here's a couple others. Listeners saying, I dumped a loader bucket full of snow in the back of Con Astle's old pickup, and it blew out the back tires.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Oh.
It's the worst when it's 2, because you can't just like pull out the spare.
Yeah,
like
most people don't have 2 spares. Yeah, well, I got this. So 2, it's not a problem. You're toast. Let's down see. To Point House.
Another listener chiming in saying, I know a person who is from Auburn who flattened two tires on a car on Halloween. Whoops. Had two flat tires on their car trying to get away from farmers, saw what they were doing. Okay.
Oh, shoot.
No more specifics other than that.
Well, you don't want to incriminate yourself. Yeah. So guess what right. I did.
Let's see. Another listener texting in saying, when I was 7, my sister and I decided to paint an old shop with some old paint we found. Whoops. We then decided to cover it up with some old newspapers my mom had saved, and the newspapers didn't hide it. No, why not?
Yeah, that's paper mache, right?
Exactly right. 203-4637. Text in, or you can call and leave a voicemail. Tell us about a time you or someone you know thought they were being sneaky, but it backfired. 203-4637. Here's some of the ones we had from earlier this morning, some of our favorites. Listener, do you remember this one, Bryce? One day in second grade, I was late for school, so I hid in the bushes until first recess. Then I just walked in all casual like I'd been there all morning. But, of course, the teacher noticed and like, hey, you weren't here before. Now you're here now.
Genius.
Yeah.
That kid's probably a genius somewhere.
The patience, though, to sit in there for an hour or two or whatever it is.
Probably didn't have a phone to keep himself busy herself.
Yeah. No way. This one was a good one, too, from earlier on this morning. My mom was walking down the stairs. She's terrified of mice. So I poked my hand through one of the steps and grabbed her ankle yelling, mouse. Well, right when I yelled it, a mouse ran over my foot. So my mom and I were both screaming.
Oh, shoot. That's too funny, I think. They obviously have a mouse problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I know a guy, by the way.
Yeah. Plug.
Yeah. I think this one was one of my favorites. Let's see if I can find it. It was the one where the guy says he walked into the room and touched his wife on the top of the foot because she was scared of mice. And he said, yelled mouse, and her reflex was to kick up and kicked him in the foot and broke his nose.
See, that's funny when you hear it and laugh about it. You're like, oh, that kid's scared of a mouse. But if my kid had came at me with a snake, I'd punch him in the throat. And that's my kid. I like him a lot. But I don't put up with that garbage.
Don't put up with the snakes. Here's one I missed, Bryce. I can't believe I didn't read this one. This was a good one. Listener saying, dropping eggs off the old Ford Theater. And Fast Freddy nailed us.
Oh, Fast Freddy.
Got community service. You can't get past Fast Freddy, man.
No, like I said, small town, you got to be super sneaky.
Hey, 203-4637. Keep them coming. Tell us about a time you or someone you know thought they were being sneaky, and, well, it backfired. Today's text and topic on the weekday. 8:24 is your time this morning on the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network. Bryce Burton, our community guest co-host, filling in for Dal Erickson and the sports report today. Now, Bryce, for those that know you, and I've kind of learned this over the last couple of years here at the radio station, your music library is quite unique. Maybe a little different than the average.
Well, I like songs
golfer.
That are good. How about that?
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Now, we talked about how you would always send in requests. So here's my question for you, Bryce. When you're just out working on the golf course or you're driving down the road and you're listening to your customized playlist of your favorite songs, who is on there? Who's on that Bryce Burton playlist?
Is this the old question of what cassette is in your tape player at the moment?
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah.
For
kind of your favorites. Because you send in stuff that's...
I do.
The one-hit wonders are kind of who you're trying to pinpoint.
I do. Well, I like songs. I like music.
I like songs.
I like it a lot. Believe it or not, a lot of my songs are British.
Okay.
British rock. I like the group James. I like Oasis. I like Terror Vision. I don't know. People probably are like,
yeah, people
what
are
the
like,
heck
who
is he?
Are who are these guys?
Anyway, good
I
stuff.
I only know
Look
about
them
because you texted the requests on them.
And they're good. Yeah. But anyway, that a lot of the stuff I have, if I'm not listening to SVI radio, believe it or not, kind of British rock.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
So why?
Morrissey? I don't know.
How did
That's
you get
thing.
Down that road?
I don't know. Well, there was this thing in the early 80s called MTV, and that stood for music television.
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah.
And I spent hours in front of the telly. Oh, my goodness.
Just watching the music videos. Yeah,
pop-up video. I was like, well, I already knew that.
Hey, it's Bryce Burton this morning, community guest co-host in studio. Bryce, what's happening in sports today?
Oh, sports. We got a lot of high school stuff going on tonight. Kemmer hosting Forest. One dose. Now, Duke, there wasn't anything on this paper about the Ryder Cup. I don't know if that just got missed or...
Oh, it must have been on the second page. It didn't print. Oh, I'm sorry.
The Ryder Cup was last week, and the United States won the cup back. It was brilliant.
Now, I understand that everyone gets as excited about the Ryder Cup as you do, but just in case there's one or two that aren't sure what the Ryder Cup is, you know, because it is small town Wyoming.
Maybe
inform the very few that are out there.
The Ryder Cup is a golf match between Europe and England. It's a match play event, so it's fantastic to watch because you're not trying to guard a score. Most of those guys are just going for it. And if you happen to watch it after it was all done, Rory McIlroy, they interviewed him, and he was just in tears. He's like, you don't understand what this means to the European people. And they lost. But that's how they grow up. They're like, when I'm a golfer one day, I want to grow up to win to play on the Ryder Cup team. Hmm. It wasn't like, hey, I'd like to play in the U.S. Open or maybe win the Masters. No, it's
all about the Ryder Cup. Huh?
Yeah, this is that they're live. Wow. But anyway, good stuff. It was great golf, Whistling Straits, neat place over there in Kohler, Wisconsin.
So, have you ever been there? Have you ever watched in person?
Never seen the Ryder Cup in person. No, but I'm planning on the next spot is in Rome. Then 2 years it will be in New York.
Okay,
and then in two more years, Ireland.
You're going to hit all three, right?
Well, if my wife will let me. Yeah. That's my life. Yeah. If my wife will let me.
Hey, man, you and me and every other husband, right? I don't need to ask permission. Hey, honey, it's okay. Sports with Bryce this morning made possible. At 8:32 this morning, let's revisit our text and topic for the day today. Our question has been, tell us about a time you or someone you know thought they were being clever, thought they were being sneaky, but it backfired and didn't quite go as planned. Bryce, we've had some really good, fun responses this morning. And I think the theme is, like you've said, it's you got to be extra sneaky to get away with stuff in a small town.
That's what it's turned into, huh?
yeah, it is.
For sure. All these kids out there, you got to be extra sneaky.
That's right. Because you'll just get caught. A lot of people getting caught because everybody knows everybody. Yeah. Here's another new response. Listener saying, I was in junior high trying to get out for the homecoming game. So remember, this is a 7th or 8th grader trying to pull this off. So I forged a letter from my mom, but at the end I put thank you and signed my mom's name. Well, the secretary read it and caught it, and I got in trouble. But I did get to enjoy homecoming, so I got in trouble, but still
win. Win. Well, yeah. We're always in trouble. It's just what degree of trouble we're in, right? That's how we function.
That's exactly right. One of the earlier responses from this morning, this one made me laugh pretty good. Listener saying, I caught Carl in quotation marks. Not sure who this Carl reference is pointing towards. Caught Carl putting a large rock behind my tire. Watched him pull into the parking lot very suspiciously and leave shortly after. Listener says there may have been previous shenanigans which increased awareness.
Yeah, previous shenanigans. That's end of story, right?
Yeah. I wonder if you know what any of those previous shenanigans were. Do you think you have any inclination?
I don't know.
Too many to know, huh?
Yeah, my mind's not what it used to be.
Hey, Bryce Burton joining us this morning here on the Weekday Wake Up. Bryce, this was a blast.
Oh, thank you. This was, like I said, WKRP in Cincinnati. I've just lived my dream.
Well, I'm glad that we could fill in for WKRP today. Get you on the air a little bit.
Fantastic.
We'll do it again. Bryce Burton, our community guest co-host this morning. It's been part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SBI Radio Network.